A major reason that many cancers are so dangerous is that they metastasize. This means that instead of staying in one place, the cancer cells migrate from their original site to other parts of the body. No wonder, then, that scientists are busy studying the mechanism that enables cells to move around in hope of finding a way to control this migration. Whether it's an immune cell going off to battle infection or a cancer cell making its way to a new area of the body, the underlying mechanism for its movement is the same. All non-blood cells are surrounded by a fibrous material known as the extracellular matrix. Anyway, cells on the go use a point-to-point adhesion system which functions like tiny hooks to grab the materials that make up the extracellular matrix. So basically, in order to move, a cell climbs hand over hand, so to speak, along the extracellular matrix until it reaches a blood or lymphatic vessel and penetrates it. From there, it's smooth sailing. By the way, the thinner walls of lymphatic vessels are easier to penetrate, which is why examining lymph nodes plays a major role in cancer detection. The trick, then, is not only to figure out all the factors that affect the chemical reactions that enable cells to move around, but also to figure out how to control these reactions selectively. Because cell movement is necessary for healing wounds and fighting off diseases, stopping it completely isn't an option. Instead, scientists will have to figure out how to block movement in select locations, like in the extracellular matrix around growing tumors. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Tex Tillery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from Tony Mesher in the Medical Sciences Program. I'm Don Glass.